pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I was wondering how close I could stand next to Jim before he would get uncomfortable.
Got to feel that wall, but I got my fingers crossed like that.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting on September 23rd.
September.
August, well, I'm a month ahead, August.
Just trying to get this year over with, guys.
2022.
Just trying to get this year over with.
Do we have any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we have the subdivision item, pinch point will be postponed presumably for next week.
So we'll remove 5D. It's not in your packet, so.
Not in my packet.
Yep, I already removed it from.
Well, thank you. We shall meet with department heads and elected officials then. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning, just still plugging away on elections and busy with everything else, so. The 31st is the deadline for anybody filing papers, so.
Have we had any papers filed or?
Yes, we did have papers filed for supervisor.
Okay. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good, keep busy like always. Nothing really new to report, just working on projects.
Kevin Glendenning?
Everything's going well at the sheriff's office. Another busy week, but no major news there. It's the first day of school for most of our community schools. I think Burlington starts tomorrow, but.
What?
Minneapolis, West Burlington, Notre Dame, they all started today. Just slow down, there's kids out and about, lots of law enforcement in our school zones especially, trying to keep everybody slowed down and get there safely, so. That's about all we got.
Thank you. Jared Laster, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Morning. Just a quick explanation here with the subdivision pinch point. That's one where it's pretty much, pretty straightforward overall. There just is a question that we're trying to resolve regarding access, or at least make sure that the applicant is comfortable with the situation going forward. It's one of those screwy situations where you gotta, down by that railroad line at the south end of the county where you've got several spots where people share access at a crossing there. And there's a driveway that people have been using presumably for quite a long time, but there's no official record of the access there. So there is, as I understand it, there's a procedure for something like that where it's been in place for that long, a prescriptive easement. But we're just waiting to touch base with the attorney for the applicant just so that they're comfortable with that situation going forward, so. Apart from that, we do have a couple of other subdivisions out for review. Been fairly busy in the office with just new inquiries and questions, so. The zoning permits, things like that, so apart from that, nothing else to report.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney.
Just working on filling our receptionist records assistant position. We had interviews last week, hope to have that position filled yet this week. And then everything else is just routine business at this point.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Things have finally slowed down a little bit in our parks. We actually had campsites available this last weekend, multiple campsites, which I think is the first time all summer we've had multiple campsites available on a weekend. So that's kind of a relief, I'm sure. Once people get back into the swing of school again, it'll pick back up and we got Labor Day coming up. So, and the weather's getting pretty nice for camping, so I suspect we'll see another uptick. Other than that, just kind of keeping on and looking forward to school starting back up and getting back into the swing of school programs here later this fall. We are going to our Nature Center staff is moving our program signup from a call-in and requesting event to an online registration. So if there are teachers out there that want to get the link to the online reservation system, they'll need to make sure we have their email.
I was trying to rent the cabin. Mm-hmm. This is the second time I've tried to do that. I don't know what's going on, but has anybody else had problems with it? Because I couldn't even get to the credit card.
Could they have just blacklisted you?
That's probably what it is. I appreciate you, your honesty there.
I'm not sure. There are some quirks to that system, like little things, like if you enter your phone number without the dashes, it will reject the, and so it could be some little minor thing like that. It's hard to say. Sometimes we bump into that. So that's why we have Jeff, thank God. And he can just take those over the phone and get them put in on the backside. But I know they are working.
But I went through everything the second time I went. Then I saved you the page. I'll show you later this afternoon.
Yeah, let me look
the
here.
Dashes, between the phone number, all that. It wouldn't let me get on.
I know they're getting ready to rebuild that whole system to try to work out some of those quirks. But, you know, technology, as Colin well knows.
I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming Colin. But anyways, I'm asking
you.
Yeah,
it's Colin's fault. Yeah.
It's a good thing you got broad shoulders, Colin.
He's got a chainsaw, man.
When all else fails, blame IT.
Exactly.
Just
unplug it and plug it back in.
Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Ken Heineman, sealer agent.
Good morning. Like we talked about a few minutes ago, Hope Haven's annual banquet, annual business meeting is coming up on October 24th. And I just got approval from Ryan to just go ahead and buy tickets for the three board members for Des Moines County and for myself. And I don't know if there'll be a lot of other people there, but that's always a wonderful awards banquet where they give awards to the clients who have worked in various jobs for long periods of time, to businesses who have employed people with disabilities. It's a wonderful banquet. So I'll get three tickets for the board members and one for myself. And it'll be on October 24th at 5:30. 5 o'clock's kind of they start out with I forget what they call it, but half an hour before the business meeting.
Happy hour.
Yeah, happy hour. And then 5:30 is the business meeting. So it's always a great time, and I'd encourage anybody who can attend to attend. That's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Natalie Stepner, how's the recorder's office?
Good morning. The recorder's office is going well. Just business as usual. Nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Krista Poyemiller, public health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. With school starting, our immunization clinics have been very busy. So we've been adding some additional days. So if people are still needing their children's immunizations, call us, and we'll try to add in some extra days as we continue to have those phone calls. August 26th, we're doing that extra clinic from 8:30 to 12 for the infants, 6 months up through 4 years of age. So that will be our second day to do infant immunizations for COVID vaccine. We're giving both the Pfizer and the Moderna. The Board of Health met last week. They talked about, we had a previous work session on the state ordinance regarding nuisance ordinance. And there was a couple of homes that had been, people had sent in concerns about. I know we had done the work session and they asked if we were gonna do a follow-up work session to that. So maybe down the road we could schedule something to do that follow-up. Also wanna thank Colin and his staff for helping us. The Board of Health website went live yesterday, and that's at dmcountyboardofhealth.iowa.gov. Very nice website, has a lot of information about the Des Moines County Board of Health, has frequently asked questions as well as news topics, has a link to the state's website on monkeypox and the new 988 launch that the state has done. So good information on that. During the Board of Health, there was also a discussion about, previously we'd had a work session on the vaping ordinance. In regards to, I know Lee County recently did an ordinance in their county regarding no vaping in county buildings and on county properties. I know the Board of Health had brought that to the Board of Supervisors previously and wanted to know if maybe in the future we could schedule another work session to discuss the possibility of doing a county ordinance regarding vaping. That's all I have.
Can you kind of give that update that we had on that Omicron dose that's coming out for that COVID thing, when's that supposed to hit?
So we just got notification, so it's called bivalent, and it is a new COVID vaccine. We just got the survey to be able to get to order the vaccine. We don't have an emergency use authorization for that yet. So we know the vaccine is in the works. Once we get the order to do that, we'll release it. It's geared towards the Omicron virus, so the B4 and B5 variant. So as soon as we have that available, we will open up COVID vaccines. And again, that is for 12 and older, that vaccine. So like I said, we don't know yet when they're going to deliver that. We've ordered some for our county, and so we don't know when it'll be available. But and then also don't know the details as far as, if you know, with a lot of our COVID vaccines, you have to wait a certain amount of time. When you finish your initial series, it's 5 months later to get the first booster, and then people that are eligible can get a second booster 4 months after that. Without that emergency use authorization, we don't know the time frame yet. So as soon as we know that information, we will release that and open up for that.
Thanks. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
I should ask if I forgot anybody, but Mr. Carter's sitting over there squirming in his seat.
Squirming, yep.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Guess a little bit of closure stuff real quick. Along the Highway 61 corridor, 170th, which is opposite Stony Hollow, has been closed for a little bit. Not as long as they had originally stated. They did a regrading on that. The DOT's contractor. I'm told that should open maybe even this week. So I thought I'd mention that. Pleasant Grove, west of Beaverdale, so between Beaverdale and Danville Road, is closed as of yesterday. That's that pavement patching we just bid out not too long ago.
The road is closed. The whole road closed, or is it?
Whole road's closed. Yep, you'll be really disappointed if you try to go through. So, huh?
It's not convenient.
Not convenient. Really, nothing we do is convenient. But
so I can get in through is the other side still closed?
No, you're good to go from Highway 61. Right. If you're running from 61 to the quarry or 61 over to Pleasant Grove, you're fine.
All right.
Yeah, it's west of there.
Okay.
So anyway, that should be a month or less, give or take. They actually started removing concrete yesterday already, so hopefully it'll move along quick. Contractor on our 115th Street grading project just here north of Burlington a little bit, just north of the water plant, that little gravel road that we bid out last winter. They got started.
What road is this?
Just north of the water plant, there's a little 115th Street. It cuts east off of Highway 99. It becomes a de facto detour a little bit when Tama Road's underwater. Yeah, I can show it to you, but we bid it out, and they started on the late start date, so they're making great headway, actually. So sometime we'll get you guys out to take a look at that. It's not a big project, but it's one they had to get done. And then that leads into the bridge up by Dry Branch. The same contractor actually is doing the dirt work on that project. So I'm guessing sometime mid-September, give or take, you might see some work start up there. During that early phase of that project, there will be some one-lane situations there where we'll actually have lights set up on both ends, and then a light probably at 90th also. So there'll be some. We're not going to close the road, but there'll definitely be some waiting times for people to kind of stage in and out of there from the side road and for the through traffic on 99. So I'll let you know as that comes closer, but I would say mid to late September is when they're kind of looking out on that. And then the bridge work, on that project, I don't anticipate till probably November or something to that effect. It'd be kind of a winter type project. And then I also want to mention, I guess as I think everybody's aware, but we do have two shop sites that are out for auction at the moment. It's being done online. I sent the links to you guys on email. Anybody wants them, we can certainly send them out. The Mediapolis site, as of first thing this morning anyway, it was at $20,250. And the Pleasant Grove site was at $12,150 first thing this morning. And I think, I don't remember when that closes, but I want to say maybe next week. I can't remember the exact date. So So that is out there and going also. But it is all online, so if you're interested in those, you got to get registered on that website and run it up. I would encourage everybody to run that baby all the way up. So, other than that, a lot of stuff going on. Guys are still out. I didn't even hit all the stuff we're doing. I would mention we are getting ready to start up. We have been disking for a while, but we're going to start up more actively pinching over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So as you know, that tends to draw interest in phone calls and occasionally unhappy folks. So if you get those, feel free to kick them on to our office and we'll discuss it with them. So
thanks, Brian.
I think we're going to start a road tomorrow, actually.
Thank you.
Yep.
Colin, do we have anybody on? No. Okay, didn't miss anybody. Moving on, correspondence. Do you have any correspondence, Shane?
I do.
None here. Okay, we have a public hearing to repeal the ordinance 56, authorizing the operation of all-terrain vehicles, off-road utility vehicles in Des Moines County, Iowa.
Open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Okay, the purpose of this ordinance is to repeal in its entirety Des Moines County ATV UTV ordinance approved on October the 2nd, 2018, and recorded as document 2018-004888 and amended on November the 2nd, 2021 and recorded as document 2021-006587. The repeal of this ordinance is due to the approval of House File 2130 and signed by the Iowa Governor on June the 13th, 2022 regarding regulations and operations of all-terrain vehicles and off-road utility vehicles in the state. So, repeal the Des Moines County Ordinance, number 56. Do we have anybody have any statements on this?
I have not received any.
Okay. Andy, you haven't received anything either?
I have not.
Yeah. Okay. I move to approve.
We got to go out.
Close the public hearing. Then you can vote.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I move to close the first public hearing.
Second.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're going. All
right. Now I move to approve the first public hearing of ordinance number 56.
Second.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have payroll reimbursements in the amount of $610.60, non-cash taxable at zero.
Motion to approve.
Second. Carrie?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Now we have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee at the Barn on the Ridge. It will be coming up here. Does our sheriff have anything to say about this?
No issue, though.
Oh, no issue.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Well, this one's pretty fast. Broker's not here. Don't tell him I said that, boy. Resolution 2022-58.
Nope, that's the item that was removed.
That's the one we scratched, isn't it?
Yep.
Abatement request for 1910 Agency Street, which is a future public health building site. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. The county is requesting release of any and all property taxes associated with the following property. 1910 Agency Street 11-31-44-034, legal description, partial G, in point southeast, quarter 31-70-2, City of Burlington. The partial was purchased by Des Moines County as a future site for a new public health building. Thank you. Terry Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, when the treasurer's office ran all the tax statements, we came across that one, so.
Right on.
Motion to approve.
You better. Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have personnel action. We have local health for one. And this is for Inger McCullough. Okay, certified nurse's aide. 8 hours unpaid on August the 16th.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. And we have one for the correctional center. That's for Angela Corey, correctional officer full-time, new hire. The salary is $41,362.40 a year.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on August 17th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Chris, do you want to find out when the board, some of them might want to be in on that work session on that nuisance ordinance, and then set that up with Terry?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
I actually have a future agenda item as well. I called and talked to Sarah for a couple of minutes yesterday. I don't know if she got it scheduled or not. I was trying to get a closed work session for the 13th of September. Did she schedule that as well?
Sarah.
W.
No, I think I got your email, so that was for, when do you want to do that?
It's a closed work session. It'll be about the jail security cameras.
Okay.
That number. It'd be me, Rodney, and the sheriff, and Doug from jail.
Okay. And that's for September 13th?
Yep. I got a plan, but I want to get everybody on board with the plan.
Okay. Okay, so we'll get that on the agenda for the 13th.
There was one that I had brought up in an email for land use to discuss the wind and solar ordinances and the framework of that. That was sometime in early September as well.
Okay, we'll look at that one too.
It'll be a standard work session.
Okay, for the wind and solar.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are getting lots of work sessions set up, so.
There you go.
Woo.
Okay, moving on to committee reports.
I had a recycling center, whatever that board's called. But anyways, we got a new styrofoam machine. We're making styrofoam. We're breaking up styrofoam. We're selling styrofoam. We're not buying styrofoam. But anyways, I'm pretty excited about that. Not been able to deal with the styrofoam and stuff like that. Now that problem is solved right here in Des Moines County. So that's about all I got.
Chris, thanks for giving an update for my meeting. Appreciate that all the time. I had a public health. So. Okay, we have public input. We'll give the public 2 minutes to call in. 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or email board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. Okay.
Everybody looks so excited.
Anybody?
Well, I'll tell you, this is an exciting group today. Woo!
Anybody in here have anything to say? Awful quiet. I hope this 2 minutes goes fast.
It's been different without Broker. Things move right along.
Yeah.
Quieter.
I thought you were going to see without Leia. But anyways,
no, you said
watching.
That, not me.
Leia, if you're watching, you're the worst. I just want to remind you that for the last time. But it's really too bad. I'm gonna miss Leia sitting at that table. She wasn't the worst. I just joke when I say that. There's a whole lot worse than her. Look at me. So. But yes, we're gonna miss Leia. I hope you're planning on sticking around.
Okay. Did Leia leave?
She's not with the Hawkeye anymore yet.
Huh?
My understanding is they've only got like 3 reporters left, and that's it.
Yeah.
I talked to.
Yeah, that's it. Wow.
There's 3 reporters and 2 people working there, and one of them told me that the Hawkeye is trying to work for your papers. If you're in a 526 area code, paper will be delivered Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday by mail. Sunday will be the only one that's delivered by a carrier. And that's what they're working toward. They let the circulation manager go. So,
if somebody would have told me 20 years ago that this would be the state of the Hawkeye, I wouldn't have believed it. Actually. Yeah.
Might be interesting when it comes to designating official newspapers in a couple of years.
Very interesting. Ten seconds left. Anybody out there want to say anything? Colin, you're smiling. You got something on your mind.
Nope.
That's why he's smiling. It's on his mind. He won't share it.
Girls started school today, so that's why I'm smiling.
There you go. It's a lot of parents smiling today.
Yeah.
Said, okay. Were they excited?
Okay, the time's up. Listen, all right, we're out of here.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Lisa, it's good to see you.